News in brief, a fatal shooting at the U.S. Marine base in Quantico, Virginia has left three people dead. The suspect, a staff member at the base, shot himself. The two others killed at the base were also Marines. The lockdown imposed on the base has been lifted. The motive behind the shooting is unknown. Turkey's prime minister has welcomed jailed Kurdish militant leader Abdullah Öcalan's call for a ceasefire with Ankara. Öcalan said in a message from a Turkish prison that it's time for the Kurdistan Workers' Party to, quote, silence guns. The PKK has been fighting for an independent Kurdish region since 1984. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says he is not optimistic about talks with the U.S. based on past experiences. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei has also blasted the U.S. and its Western allies for their hostile approach toward Iran and warned the enemies against attacking the country. Thousands of Palestinians stage a rally in the West Bank city of Ramallah to protest President Barack Obama's visit to the region. Protesters accuse Washington of supporting Israel's violations of Palestinian rights. Similar rallies were also held in other cities in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Jordanians have also protested outside the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Amman. Protesters from the Muslim Brotherhood and Communist Party burnt American flags and chanted slogans. They condemned the U.S. for interfering with Israeli-Palestinian conflicts. Protesters said the U.S. aims to force Jordan to become more involved in the Syrian conflict. A bomb explosion ripped through a mosque in the Syrian capital, Damascus, leaving dozens of people dead. Prominent Sunni cleric Muhammad Said al-Bouti has been killed in the attack. Scores of people have also been injured. The explosion went off while the mosque was packed with worshippers for evening prayers. Scotland's First Minister Alex Salmond announces September 18, 2014, for a referendum on independence from the UK. He said the draft legislation for the vote has been brought up before the Scottish Parliament. Around 4 million Scots are eligible to vote in the referendum. And about 300 people have suffered minor injuries in a massive multiple-vehicle pile-up near Edmonton in Canada. One person is in hospital in a serious condition. Six others have been transported to nearby local hospitals. The long stretch of Highway 2 was completely closed by a number of trapped vehicles.